Welcome. This is CEO's Talk Business. I'm Hope Ariri. The Crude Oil Refiners Association of Nigeria, Coran, is seeking investor support for this emerging market. Importantly, Coran wants government's guarantee of the crude oil supplies, an important factor that would attract foreign investors. Therefore, Chairman Board of Trustees Coran Chief Emmanuel Iheanacho, who is also the CEO Integrated Oil and Gas Limited, gives some depth of insight into what the needs and issues are at this time.
Well, yes, you know, I'm a member of the Crude Oil Refining Association of Nigeria. I'm actually chairman of the Board of Trustees of that association. It's an industry association where people who have an ambition to develop refineries for refining our crude into refined products for exports. So this is an umbrella organization that has convened to articulate their objectives, what they're doing, the activities and all of those things. So you would find that in the coming few days, you will have quite a bit of news about Coran and what it plans to do and what its aspirations are.
So what are some of these plans?
Well, I mean, basically, people have come to realize that greatest value would be derived from exploiting our hydrocarbon resources through a process that allows that we can bring the oil to the surface. And we don't just export it without adding value. We can add further value to it by building refineries locally and refining the products, and therefore having the capacity to turn this place into a hub for the trading of refined petroleum products.
What has been the challenge over time? Because I know for some time now, people like you have been trying to be established. What are the developments? What are the challenges?
Well, the challenges are actually numerous. It depends from one particular entrepreneur to the other.
Okay.
For instance, we conceived of a plan to build a 20,000 barrels per day modular refinery on Tomaro Island in Lagos here. One characteristic of Tomaro Island is that it is an island, and it's actually a virgin island. We don't have any docking structures or infrastructure developed there. So in comparison, for instance, to a potential refinery owner who is located in very close proximity to the sources of crude, we have to make provisions for building a jetty, for building pipelines, storage infrastructure, for building quite a number of things, for providing electricity on the island. So that impacts upon the ultimate cost that we are subject to.
Okay, but besides costs of putting all those facilities in place, have there been issues, or has it been smooth sailing when you talk about maybe government policies or support?
Well, the issues are there. This program that we are talking about is a program that really would facilitate our economy, lead to greater jobs being created, lead to technology being transferred to us. So the government really has to have policy interest in our success that goes beyond just wishing us all the best. So what are these things that the government could do? The government is in control of crude oil and how that crude oil is dissipated in sale. So the government could actually give a guarantee in the beginning that if you have the resources to establish a refinery, we will support you by making sure you get supplies of crude without too much hassle.
Okay.
There is also the issue of the pricing of the crude that we will buy. Again, the government could create a situation where if they give us a discount on the current market value of crude, for instance, that will create an attraction for foreign investors who say, well, these guys are able to buy crude and they are able to buy it in their local currency and they are able to buy it at a discount, and therefore look at the profit that will be made. Let us go and invest there. So these are some of the things that the government must do. If you listen to reported pronouncements by the GMD of NNPC in relation to what the government is willing to do with Dangote Refinery, for instance, he said that the government has signed an agreement with Dangote Refinery to guarantee them 300,000 barrels of crude supply on an everyday basis. The government has also, this is the report I'm quoting now, that the government has given a guarantee to uptake the output of the refinery. So we're going to give you crude, And when you refine it, we're going to guarantee it will be sold. So there. So these are some of the things that the government has actually guaranteed to the Dangote refinery. And we feel that the government should be able to guarantee to anybody who has gone through the rigors of articulating a plan, front-end engineering, detailed engineering, and all other related plans for establishing a refinery and spending money in doing this thing. The government should be able to give a guarantee for the supply of crude, give a sign an agreement with them with regards to the uptake, and possibly take an equity interest in the refinery. Like they say they have taken 20% equity interest in a Dangote, which in monetary terms is about $2.5 billion that will be returned back to him.
Wow.
So we would like to benefit similarly from such a treatment here by the government.
Okay, so that's for your association. Now let's talk about integrated oil and gas.
Yeah.
We know you've been working on your own modular refinery for some time. What's the latest development?
Well, the latest development is that we have actually finished all the technical articulation, and we got to the point where we went to the markets in the hope of attracting strategic partners or investor partners. It hasn't been easy to get one in the absence of these incentives that I have told you. If these incentives were there, that is the catalyst that will trigger outside interest in investing here.
Give some kind of assurance.
Absolutely. So if I do all of these things and articulate the plan and they say, oh, what about crude? Are you guaranteed crude? And I say, no, I'm not guaranteed crude. Why would they want to invest here? Say, oh, are you guaranteed uptake? No. Why would they want to invest here? Is there any specific discount or any particular thing that the government is giving to you that would make us leave investing in our own home and come to invest here? If the answer is in the negative, then you understand that it's going to be difficult. And that is what has held us back, because the amount of money that I require to do all of the things that I've told you about, it's close to $138 million.
That's huge.
And it's a lot of money.
It's huge.
It is the sort of money that some small African countries would budget for their development for a whole year.
Yeah, of course.
So that is really where we are.
Okay.
We are constrained by a lack of investment funds, and we are absolutely here waiting and open to offers from people who wish to invest in emerging markets like in Nigeria. We are willing to talk to them.
I believe your association is a strong one, and these issues that you have mentioned now, have you at any time put them forward to the government?
Well, it is now that we are formally organizing ourselves. Prior to now, everybody was speaking for themselves. So then we have realized that it's actually much better if we sit down as a group and we look at the common problems that everybody suffers from, and we then take that to government for resolution. And other problems that you can assign to individual organizations, then they would have their management to deal with those issues.
I think that's just the best way to go forward.
That's the only way to go forward.
Okay, thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.